Radio Labyrinth presents. I am your host, Steph, and I got my co-host, Jeff Luboff. And today we are talking to actor, writer, producer, improviser, director, podcaster, Mr. Jordan R. Coleman.
Hey. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the applause.
Well, I mean, you've been working as an actor for quite a while now, about like 10 years. And I know you've had roles like on real popular shows like Shameless and A Million Little Things. Yeah. And most recently, the Apple TV series Physical.
Yes.
But I mean, come on. Everybody knows you as everybody knows you as Thaddeus, the Fatback Barber from Snowfall.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, we first saw you in episode one of season three, and the show had been on for a minute at that point, and it had gotten pretty popular by season three. Were you a fan of the show when you auditioned for it?
I was. I heard of the show. I hadn't combed through it like I did once I got the role, but as soon as I booked it, I was like, oh, wait, I gotta know exactly what this is about. Like, and everybody in the show was so into it. Once I booked it, I burned through the first and second season in probably like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I was hooked. So like, I wanted to know what was happening, and it made me even more excited about being a part of it. So yeah, I was into it.
Do you have a favorite episode from either before you're on or even after you've been on the series?
Franklin and Leon go to like a neighborhood friend. I think it was season two. And the guys got Franklin outside of Louis' place. I'm sorry, outside of the nightclub, took his money. And then they are like, hey, we got to get this money back. And the dude basically rapes the dude in the room. And Carvel, yeah.
Yes.
And Franklin and Leon are outside like, wait, yeah. What's going on? And like, it kind of just gave me, it let me know like, they were also realizing how real things had gotten. And they're like, oh, this is what's going on. Like, this is the world we're in. So I think that just, you know, how fast it hit them and just seeing them react to it, that was, for me, I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, I remember we're doing this. That night on Twitter exploded whenever Carvel raped Lenny. It was like, mm-hmm. What just happened?
Yes. That was wild.
Well, and I read that... you know, Snowfall creator, iconic director, John Singleton, that he actually sat in on your callback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not that common.
It was so weird. Because like you say, iconic creator, director, John Singleton, like, you know, it's his show. I worked with him on a thing before on a Rebel on BET, but like it was a smaller part. So I didn't get to see him or anything like that. But I walk into the callback, and he's just there. Like, I look down to my left. He's in a chair just like, just staring at me. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. And, of course, there's a room full of people, producers, directors, you know, casting, everything. And I almost trip on this carpet because it's, like, this really thick carpet. That, like, shag carpet they had in there is weird. But, yeah, he sat there straight faced the whole read. Other people laughed and things like that. But it was definitely, like, it was so shocking and so it was just cool to just have him in there, like kind of, you know, really looking me over, like, is this the guy? So, yeah.
Did it make you extra nervous?
It made me nervous before we started the scene. And then once the scene got going, I was good. I was good to go. But at first it was kind of daunting, like, whoa, that's him. Like, that's the guy. So.
Yeah. And how did things change on set after he passed?
You can feel that something kind of like washed over the set, like him not being there. Cause it wasn't a situation where, like, you know, he's the director, creator, and, you know, maybe you'll see him every once in a while or he's not here. Like, you know, it happens on most shows, like the things that I've worked on. But John was there every day. Like, John was there literally every day. He was on set. He'd be watching playback. He would talk to actors about scenes and different things like that. Like, I remember so many times, like, sitting there, we read it, we go through it, And he'd be like, that's the scene. That's the scene right there. And it's just like, just having him there and having his energy, man, it was such a blow when he wasn't. Like, it was like, yeah, it was a blow. It was definitely a blow. But I mean, you know, we banded together. It was so much of a family before I got to the show. Like, and I could tell from day one just how tight everybody was. Just the relationships that had already been cultivated, like, before I got there. So, like, it was kind of intimidating at first. Like, you know, how do I fit in? Where am I going to fit in? But it was such a tight-knit group after his passing. Like, they just, you know, we all banded together. And just
I was a little worried for what was going to happen with the show after he passed, but they really stepped up and kept it, his level of quality.
Definitely, definitely.
And your role when you came on, I mean, you became a lot of people's favorite on the show. You really did. And did you base your performance like on a real person at all? Or, you know, did they give you a backstory, like something to work with?
Well, yeah. When I started, John and there's a few different consultant producers, some friends of his, a guy named Twin, another guy that would be on set named Smokey, they would tell me about him because they were actually childhood friends with John, and they knew Fatback because Fatback was a real guy. So every so often they would, you know, whisper little things in my ear like, hey, man, you know, like, you know, he was this dude and like he was hard, like he was, you know, he was a gangster, but he was funny. He was real funny. And there was one thing, like after I booked the role, I went and met with John and Smokey, and he was like, yeah, I want somebody big. I want somebody that can be imposing, but I want someone that gets like the sarcasm and like the dry humor, and this dude can do it. He's a comedian. Like, he's a comedian. He'll get it. So I loosely based it off of the real Fatback, and yeah, just kind of took it from there. Like, definitely taking the comedic moments and then, you know, kind of playing the, I guess, the duality of like being that guy that is, you know, like real rough and tumble, but at the same time will say something that, you know, will make everybody crack up in a room. So, yeah. So kind of based off him, I guess the comedy side kind of based off myself and just, you know, putting it through those lenses, and then you get what you get.
You definitely had the imposing part down. I mean, you could have had a hell of a career in the NFL if you had gotten that role. What got you into acting?
Man, I played football since I was six all the way through high school. And I started taking a tech theater class because it was a mandatory elective that you had to take in high school. And, you know, me and my friends in there were like cutting up, taking classes, you know, whatever. It's just kind of like a, you know, it's class. It's not something that you're thinking about. And one of my teachers, Mr. Jackie Beck, who was the tech theater teacher, was like, hey, man, you're a big guy. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I am. And he was like, we're doing this play. Have you ever thought about doing a play? I was like, no, not really. This is my junior year of high school. And he gives me a playbook for Of Mice and Men. And I auditioned for Of Mice and Men. I get the role. It's the second semester of school, so football will be over, and I can do that. And really from that point, man, that was it. I mean, I did little church plays and stuff like that when I was a kid. And, you know, I was always like the funny kid and this and that, but like, as far as like starting my acting journey, that was really it, my junior year of high school.
I mean, you added a fair amount of humor to season three, and it really needed it. Cause I mean, that you knew like in the opening credits of that, of three, and they're playing that stylistic song, and Andre's just riding through the street, and he's just seeing how the crack is just taking hold of people.
For sure.
And you knew, I mean, it just got darker and darker as that season went on. Mm-hmm. It was like, do you think that was part of why they positioned you for that season? Because you needed those lighter moments, because, man, it was up until then. I mean, all you had was, you know, Amin Joseph, he is funny.
Oh, he's great.
Not trying to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they needed that break. Do you feel like that was, like, by design, adding your
character? I honestly do. Like you say, like, things are getting much darker. Once you see like how crack hits, and I think Fatback and the way that he's written, which expertly written, like having those little moments that you can kind of push in there. It's like, it is terrible, but like, let's give it some comic relief. I do honestly think that was by design. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that Fatback would blame like Franklin and Leon for his death, even though they weren't directly responsible for it? I mean, spoiler alert.
I mean, yeah,
for those that haven't seen it.
Right? Honestly, man, if I'm being real, I would like to think Fatback would blame himself. Because, like, come on, man. Like, you got to be smarter than that. You know the situation in the streets. You know what's going on. You know it's not, like, it's tension right now. So, like, if somebody's picking you up that you don't know, like, you don't know this girl. Like, she's cute. Okay, great. But you got to be smarter than just, like, okay, random girl's picking me up and she wants to have a threesome in a warehouse? Come on, bro. So, like, if anything, like, he could be mad at other people, but I think it would come down to, like, dude, I'm smarter than that. Why'd I do that?
Well, but still, you know, most of us were wondering. I mean, I know Khadijah, she was just fueled by insane psycho rage.
Yeah.
But how did her and those other tiny girls move your body around?
I mean, it's got to be some movie magic in it. It's got to be some movie magic. For a second, I did think the same thing. I was like, wait, but you know, with the wonders of editing, you end up you go from a car to like a little dolly thing. And,
that's,
you know,
what I'm assuming, that they put you on a dolly.
Yeah.
What do you think about working with Michael Hyatt? She was so great on The Wire.
Dude, Michael's energy is so great. Like, of course, she's an amazing actress. She brings so much to this show. And like you said, The Wire and literally anything that she does. But her energy just as a human is great. Like, she, every time I see her, like, we've never really talked, like, had extended conversations. But literally every time I see her, like, coming in, like, she added so much to, like I said, the family aspect that the cast had. And she's wonderful, man. She's so great.
She's really the mom that you see, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like the person that comes up to you, like, you know, we all give each other, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, okay, great, that's good. But, like, her asking you, like, hey, how are you? Like you honestly feel like, oh, you want to know about, like, for real. Like, this isn't just a blow-off question. Like, you want to know.
You think it's because she's British? She's just nicer.
No, it might have something to do with it. You never know.
Well, I mean, the whole cast is, I mean, obviously, Dame Sin Idris, this is very much a Walter White transformation.
Oh, yeah.
How he started season one. He's like this smart kid. Mm-hmm. He just dropped out of college, trying to make a little extra scratch. He was never in any trouble.
No.
And then now he's just like shooting people.
Yeah. And it's
just wild. But him and Philip E. Walker and Carter Hudson as Teddy. I mean, the whole cast. Gail Bean is Wanda. Wanda's descent. My God.
He has gone on a journey. On a journey. Jeez. Watching her in season two and then getting to where we are now, I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay. Like, she is like we talk about it, like, crack hitting the streets, but, like, she is, like, just the visual representation of what this drug is doing to the city.
God.
Just like,
the episode
look at
with
it.
Her and Mel. The episode with her and Mel when she robbed her.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. No. And Gail's doing a fantastic job. She's doing a great job.
I was wanting to ask. I mean, don't you think though that Amin Joseph, if they made a Spawn reboot, shouldn't he play Spawn?
Then they could definitely do Spawn.
I've been pitching this for like 2 years now.
He surely could, for sure.
I think he would be such a badass Spawn, but anyway. Yeah,
if you got a petition, I'll sign it. Sure.
Did you get a lot of feedback from people after Fatback got killed?
Yeah, a ton, man. A ton. And a lot, like the question that you said, like, how do you think they got you from the car to, you know, where they got you? It was a lot of that. It was a lot of, man, ain't no way. Nah, man. Like bring Fatback back somehow. I guess, like, I mean, if they want to bring me back as a ghost, I'll do it. if Fatback has, like, a twin brother.
Yeah, he's got a twin brother.
Exactly, yeah. But it was a lot of great feedback, man. And, like, things that I didn't even know. Like, you assume people like the character. I heard some, you know, oh, he's funny. Like, he's really, you know, fun to watch. And, like, he brings something to the show. And I'm like, oh, that's great. But, like, just the pouring in of all that kind of stuff on, like, different social media and stuff like that. It was really great. It was really nice. Nice to know that, you know, people enjoy the things you do.
I definitely was devastated when he went out.
<I'll tell you. laughs> Oh yeah, we were tore up about it. I mean, Jeff and I, we've been fans of the show since like this when it first premiered, and our podcast, we've been doing it for some years now. And there's another dude on the podcast. We've constantly be like, Snowfall, Snowfall, Snowfall.
Yeah.
And only like this last season did he finally, he just binged all of them and he was obsessed with it. And so me and Jeff are like, Jeff's like, oh, Fatback. And he's like, shut up. Quote, because he hadn't gotten
it. Don't tell me anything.
Aside from Fatback, I know Man Boy and Khadijah and a few other characters, they bought it in season four.
Yeah.
Do you think Teddy killed Alton in the season finale?
I ask myself this a lot. I honestly feel, and I have no knowledge of this or what's going to happen or what did happen, I think he may have. And I kind of think that Sissy set him up.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Now that would be a twist.
If I had to say it, I think his wife set him up there. Because I feel like, to me, her biggest want is to save Franklin. So if Alton is making waves and like it's seeming like he's a little bit out of control, I think she would do what it took to make sure Franklin was all right. So, like I say, I don't know. But if I had to guess, that's what I would guess.
That's a really good theory. I never even thought that. That would be a great wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. What do y'all think? Like, what are y'all thoughts?
I wasn't sure, you know, because I know Teddy. You know, Teddy's a dark son of a bitch. I mean, he's...
I mean, speaking of, like, journeys, too. He's gone down, like he's gone through a lot.
You mess with Franklin, and that's the end for you. No matter who your character is,
For sure, yeah. For sure, yeah. You'll meet your end one way or another.
Yeah.
Well, we missed you on the show, and then recently, I'm watching Physical. I got caught up in that show, and I'm seeing this. I'm like, is that Fatback? Is the surfer dude?
Yeah. Yeah,
you were. I mean, talk about a transformation. my God, totally would have never. Are you what they pegged for this role?
I honestly don't know. I got the audition. I saw Vince, surfboard maker, like lives in a beach house. I was like, okay, that dude could probably like talk like this, man. You know, and I was like,
the,
you know what?
Voice is perfect.
Thank you. And I was like, you know what? I could go a different route. But I like it, and I think it fits. And I send in my audition, I book it, and I get there, and the AD comes over and is like, hey, man, producer wants to meet you. She watched the tape. She thought you were amazing. I'll bring her over. I was like, all right, cool. And she's like, you nailed it. That was amazing. So I'm like, okay. So I just go with my gut. And because, like, you know, you get an audition, and it's like, okay, should I go this way? Should I go that way? And I kind of, in that one, just did what I liked and what I thought would fit. And here we are.
Great instincts on that one, for sure.
Thank you.
And what's going on with My Dad's Chili? Are you still going to be making any episodes?
Man, honestly, we were looking to do more of the My Dad's Chili podcast. We both kind of, you know, with the pandemic and things like that, plus we were doing different stuff. We stopped making episodes, but we are planning to do that in the future. Yeah, for sure. And
so we're just on a little hiatus.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We're mostly like a pop culture podcast. Every week we do like what we're watching or staff picks and things like that. Are there any shows that you're kind of into right now?
Let me see. What am I into? I know it's in a new show. I always go back to Supernatural. I really like the show. I love Supernatural stuff, sci-fi, scary, all that. I'm very into. Lovecraft Country was great.
I hope it wins a bunch of Emmys and just shows HBO that they made a big mistake canceling that show.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let me see. Of course, I burned through Snowfall, Manifest with my girlfriend.
Everybody's into Manifest. I haven't watched that yet. Everybody I know all of a sudden has gotten sucked into it. Is it really?
Yeah,
that's a hit Netflix. It got real popular.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty cool show. It's a pretty cool show.
What are you working on now? You got anything coming up? Do you want
to
talk about or you can talk about?
Honestly, as of right now, of course, watch Physical. I was on episode 7. plan to be on episode 9 as well.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, recurring.
Yes,
awesome,
yes.
Awesome.
So, I mean, if they want to do a spinoff, I'm more than down.
They
if anybody
absolutely.
From Apple Plus is watching this.
I would watch a show about that guy's shop.
For sure. For sure. He probably gets into some antics. For sure. And then just performing, doing improv and things like that. And, you know, chasing down the next big gig, man.
Can we get your girlfriend to make us some weed churros?
My girlfriend in real life doesn't, but let me see if I can tap into Vince's little black book and I'll try to find it.
Yeah, I want one of these churros where I just don't even know where I've been
right.
for like a whole day.
You start buying surfboards and shit, you don't even right. know anything.
Just wake up on a couch. Where is this?
Well, before we wrap up, this is a little thing we like to do at the end. Today's your last day on Earth. It's your last dessert. What is it?
Pecan pie. I'm from the South. I'm from Texas. And I've always got good pecan pies. So just the best one you can find. And I tear that thing apart.
You got one last movie that you can watch. What would it be?
You know what? Vampire in Brooklyn.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Vampire in Brooklyn. Yep.
that's a pretty good one.
Yes.
And lastly, you got one song that's playing as you're exiting the stage and going into the light. What's that song?
Flashlight by Parliament.
All right.
Let's do that.
I cannot think of anything better. My God. Well, dude, it has been a complete pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks
you know, I never
family.
Know when I message people on IG if I'm getting catfished. I don't know. But I really appreciate you coming on. And please come back anytime you want to talk okay. about something else. We would
Definitely.
Love to talk to you, man.
Okay. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it. This is cool.
All right. Awesome, dude. Well, we'll talk to you soon, hopefully. And good luck on that spinoff.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to do this.
We're looking forward to seeing you coming up more on physical.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Me too, man. Me too. I'm ready to see it too.
Well,
thank
you so much, Jordan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Try again.